brought to you by Penguin.
Into Iraq. Written and read by me, Michael Palin. On the Road Again. The first book I was ever given was Tales from the Arabian Nights. I still have it, inscribed to Michael with love from his daddy, 5th of May, 1950. It's a chunky hardback with an alluring cover, showing a girl reading from an open book to an entranced boy. Behind them, one of the 40 thieves, sword in his mouth, peers menacingly out from the top of a tall jar. Below them stretches a wide blue sea, beside whose shore rise the domes and minarets of a mosque. The cover illustration, and the stories within, not only captivated and enthralled me, they defined in my 7-year-old mind what foreignness was. It was my first experience of the allure of other places. The world so seductively and dramatically conjured up by A.E. Jackson's colour plates was an Arab world, a Middle Eastern world. And yet in all my subsequent travels, it remained a world I knew least. That is, until 2022, when my travel plans took an unexpected turn. For some time, various obstacles had prevented me from going anywhere at all, including surgery to repair 2 leaky valves in my heart, followed by the COVID pandemic and the protracted shutdown of world travel. I sat at home, making only 2 journeys in 18 months, one as far as Bradford, and the other, much more ambitious, all the way to Scotland. My atlas was gathering dust, and I was hanging my boots on an ever higher peg. I worried that if this went on much longer, I might lose the will to move. With Neil Ferguson, who directed my series in North Korea 5 years ago, I tried to keep the flickering flame of another journey alight. Together we looked hungrily at maps and guidebooks, planning journeys more in hope than expectation. We were particularly taken by the idea of travelling to the Middle East, a part of the world neither of us was that familiar with. We even got as far as drawing up quite a detailed itinerary for a series on Syria. Unfortunately, our plans were stymied at the last minute when the Syrian authorities found that I'd given money to the White Helmets. That volunteer organisation's work to bring relief to those in bombed and damaged areas was anathema to the Assad regime, and we were denied permission to film. But before finally folding away the map and bidding farewell to the Middle East, my eye was caught by one of the countries that bordered Syria. Iraq. A number of evocative names sprang out at me. Babylon, Baghdad, Karbala, Ur of the Chaldees, and 2 rivers whose names recurred repeatedly throughout ancient history, the Tigris and the Euphrates. The Greeks called the region Mesopotamia, the land between rivers. So fertile was the land fed by these rivers that 10,000 years ago it encouraged hunter-gatherers to abandon their previously nomadic way of life and become farmers, creating in the process the world's first settlements. By 5000 BCE, some of the settlements had become the world's first cities. These grew into empires with resounding names: Sumeria, Babylon, Assyria. Though they rose and fell in war and bloodshed, they achieved previously unheard of levels of sophistication. The first written documents, the measurement of time in units of 60, complex and magnificent architecture, and the wheel, all had their origins in Mesopotamia. Yet in recent years, these lands had witnessed chaos and dysfunction. The brutal dictatorship of Saddam Hussein, invasion by US and UK-led forces, internecine conflict between the country's different religious and ethnic groups, and the rise and fall of Islam.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?